This will be good because we got college football playoff thoughts, week 18 in the NFL, a wrap up. Let's start. I'm with the mafia. The college football playoff expansion was a good thing. I don't know if people agree with this, but think about it. Wide open, and we're settling it on the field. The final four teams, yeah, we got a number one seed, but we also have a 5, a 6, and the 10 seed. Last year, it was 5, 6, 7, and 8, with the 8 seed winning the national title. I don't care if you think Georgia's better or you think Alabama's better. We're going to let them decide between the white lines. It gave the sport a meaningful postseason with new blood.
So this is not an overreaction. I like more football. I think just like they did from year one of the 12-team playoff to year two, they made some tweaks, right? They got rid of the auto seeding. That was a good move. Now I want to see them get rid of the group of five. The JMUs, the two lanes. I don't need to see, because I want to see good football.
Me too.
They're terrible football, but I also want to see.
Leave out the SEC. They stink.
That's fine. I want to see more good football. I don't care if you're the seventh team in the SEC. You're going to spank JMU. You're going to do the same thing to Tulane. Like, I don't need to see those games anymore. I also don't want to see a 13-ranked Notre Dame. The memorandum of understanding, get rid of all that BS. Like, that's what I don't need to see. I'm fine with the 12-team playoffs. I also think they need to tweak when it happens.
Agreed.
Like, don't have this layoff where everybody says, well, you know, the bye week and not playing affects those teams versus the teams that are playing. Just, hey, a week after the season's over, start your games and do it on a weekly basis and then have your championship game. We should already have it in.
I agree. There are still tweaks that need to be made, but I'm so happy we're not doing hypotheticals anymore.
You know what? Like you said, 7 of the 8 dogs have advanced to the Final Four the last 2 years. It's showing the parity of the sport. I think you're getting this combination of the portal and how it's brought parity, and it's hurting the top SEC teams and helping the more bottom teams. But look at this. I mean, it comes down to a couple things for me this year. Is Ohio State, they got exposed. People said they didn't play anybody. Mm-hmm. They played somebody. They lost. And then the other thing is, do you want Ole Miss Georgia to be an elimination game in the regular season or not? Right. How do you feel about that? If you want that to be, then you want the old way. I like this way where teams and seasons happen. And you see it in the NFL right now where, you know,
it builds up. You could choose to have your regular season mean more. And every sport, we want our postseason to mean more. And college football finally got with the picture.
Do you believe
Lane Kiffin made a mistake? LSU has more resources, but in a wide open field, we just got done talking about it. Indiana and Ole Miss are showing you don't have to be a, quote, destination prestige program. On top of it, Lane gambled that Ole Miss would be eliminated already. His staff has split while the portal is open. He made a mistake.
Too early to say this because we'll see what he does at LSU. And I know the resources. I know the paycheck he's getting. He's still getting a paycheck because Ole Miss is still winning. So,
wild.
No, he didn't make a mistake. But it's going to take some time for us to see what he can do at LSU. Now, I ultimately do think he made a mistake. I think he could have stayed at Ole Miss. They would have built statues to him. And he could have been paid probably as much or just about as much and been able to have not as much pressure as he'll face. It's going to be, hey, you get 3 years to win a national championship. If not, we're going to treat you the same way we did Kelly.
I think this is an overreaction. Look, there's 91 million reasons why. This is an overreaction. Seriously, he got paid. He jumped to a juggernaut of a program in LSU that I think he can have great success at. And look, this might be a different answer in a couple of weeks if Ole Miss wins at all.
Right. The Big Ten is better than the SEC. We can say it definitively, loud and proud. The Big Ten will play for a third national title in 3 years with three different teams. The SEC could go another year without even making the title game. You could argue the SEC is deeper, but I've never heard us argue that we decide conferences by who their sixth best team is.
Right.
The SEC in the postseason, 2-7 when they don't play one another.
I don't think this is an overreaction, especially if you're looking at a third year in a row where it's a Big Ten team that's going to win a national title. That's the ultimate goal, win a national title. Michigan, Ohio State, and it could be Indiana, it could be Oregon. Like, there are options for the Big Ten. And I love the fact, and maybe the most fun game was Iowa beating Vanderbilt. and the D-bag that has become, you know, Pavia.
Yeah. Look, we got the varsity up in the north, and we got the junior varsity in the south, the changing of the guard.
That might be a little heavy, but all right. Yeah, the Big Ten's better. They've won two straight natties, and they're going to have at least one team playing for a third straight one. And if the SEC, if Ole Miss doesn't win, the SEC's out the last 3 years. I mean, to me, this is a fact right now. This is not an overreaction.
We're both trying to pull and tug at it. I still don't remember saying that. Myles Garrett is one of the five greatest defensive players in NFL history. Maybe prisoner of the moment, but consider the following. He just set the single season sack record. He's en route to his second Defensive Player of the Year award. Only eight players have ever done it. He plays another 4 or 5 years. He'll be top three all time in sacks. He's one of the five greatest defensive players in NFL history.
I don't know. I think we got to wait and see what the end is, because he still has time to play. Because you're talking about some great players. Reggie White, Deion Sanders, and you go back to Ronnie Lott.
LT.
LT.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I'm not ready to
say group.
He does fit, but if you're only talking about five guys, is he six? Am I going to sit here and disparage Myles Garrett because he's only sixth best? I don't know that I'd put him in the top five yet.
This is an overreaction, okay? Look, win. The other guys won.
Yeah, oh, we're going to hold it against him?
At some point, you got to translate to actually winning on the field. And, you know, we've talked about schedules in the first hour of the show. The Browns never play anybody difficult, so he's feasting on patsies to a degree. He's in a tough division. I'll give him that. And I'm not trying to disparage him. I just think this is a major overreaction. I'm sorry. My viewing life, so I'm not – all due respect to somebody like Deacon Jones and all that, I didn't see him play. But there's no way Myles Garrett is entering Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Ronnie Lott, Deion Sanders, and Aaron Donald. They all got Super Bowls, and they all were great defensive
players. But when he starts throwing the ball and playing quarterback and play, like, he does his job at an elite level. He's a three-down player, not one of these situational pass rushers. And guys, the sack numbers are more impressive when you consider the Browns hardly ever have a lead. Think about that. The other team can just run the ball because his team's hardly ever playing with a lead where he can pin his ears back.
You mentioned Deacon Jones. Like, I never played against him. I have watched a lot of his film, but you're also watching it against, like, it's a different era. Training was different. The offensive linemen were different. I watch him and I watch him dominate. Would he be able to do that in today's game? We have no idea.
This is the one I feel the strongest about today. The Chicago Bears are a pretender. 29th in total defense. They rely on turnovers to get here. They have six come-from-behind wins in the final 2 minutes. You get credit for winning these games, but is it sustainable? Come playoff time, they will be dispatched quickly. Pretender.
Well, I would say they would be dispatched quickly, except for the fact that they're playing Green Bay. So they may make it to the second round. What does the second round look like? Who the hell knows? I do think they are maybe the worst team I can't say that because Carolina's in.
Yeah. But think about this. They are underdogs at home in their playoff game.
I think this is barely an overreaction, okay? They won at Philly. That kind of catapulted them into winning the division and making the playoffs. And you know what? The Lions didn't win there. So that win is why I can't call them a pretender.
It's the proper thickness and length.
Yes, it is. Matthew Stafford should be the MVP. I know Drake May is the prohibitive favorite, the media darling. Everybody assumes it should be Drake May. Why? Matthew Stafford threw 15 more touchdown passes. Same number of interceptions. Stafford led the way in passing yards and big-time throws. He also played at a much tougher division. Why is this a foregone conclusion it's Drake May? Matthew Stafford's the MVP.
Well, I think the conclusion also is Matthew Stafford had better weapons versus what Drake May had. Now, I don't disagree. I don't think this is an overreaction. I think Matthew Stafford should be the MVP this year. But you start looking at, you know, Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams and the running game. He had a lot more weapons and a better defense than what we've seen Drake May do.
We've talked about schedules all morning. The Patriots' schedule was cake compared to the Rams. The Rams played in a division that had three teams win 12 games or more. He's got the 15 more touchdowns, like he said. He's got more yards. People are overreacting to Matthew Stafford's one or two bad games kind of down the stretch here. He is the MVP, and I actually think there should be a little bit of a career achievement element to this with him.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. 46 touchdowns. Drake May has 31. Why is this close?
Right. I agree with you.
In addition to being a creep, he's a moron. The Panthers should not have a home playoff game. Look, I'm cool with them getting in because they won the division. But you should not be getting seeding preferences. It should be like the college football playoff, where you're not guaranteed a bye just because you win your conference. The Panthers winning the South with a losing record gets them in the playoffs and nothing more.
Well, and the interesting thing is, when the Rams went to the Panthers, the Panthers beat them.
One, I know.
So I'm going to say this is an overreaction. And I understand they have a losing record, but they did win their division. It's a terrible division, but they did what they had to do. And why should they have to go on the road to the Rams when they beat the Rams at home already?
Because it's a full season. Reseed.
I understand that.
Reseed come playoff time.
Not only should they not have a home game, they shouldn't be in the playoffs, and you just take the top seven teams from each conference. Sports needs to get rid of divisions, okay? Divisions are stupid.
It says, Mew, tonight is the Pistons' biggest regular season game they've played in 20 years. They're going to face the Knicks. It's number one versus number two. This is it, John. The biggest game in 20 years.
I think it's a bit of overreaction. I didn't go through all of their regular seasons.
Oh, you didn't?
You weren't going to explode, Jim. I'm like, yeah. Jim, there was a March game in 2012 that was bigger than this.
No, I wasn't going to go full Tony Romo on this. Ooh, Jim.
I mean, what would be bigger?
That's a drop.
Full stop.
Let me help you out, John, on this one, all right, before we get off the rails here.
Yeah.
This is an overreaction. It's the second biggest regular season game in the last 20 years.
Okay.
I've got April 6, 2006. The Pistons went to Miami and won a game pretty convincingly against Dwayne Wade. People thought they were going to win the NBA title after that. That's a bigger game than tonight's game.
So if I had said the biggest in 19 years.
Yes. Okay. I got you by 3 months here. I found it. And the reason I remember this is when Stoney said Miami Heat are done, and he buried them.
And for those that don't remember, the Miami Heat would go on to win the NBA championship that season.
Yes.
Those are your overreact Jim's 97-1.